aren't you quite the cute sight? Do you come around here often? Or is this a special occasion for you? Yes, hun. I'm talking to you. The way you swivel your head this way gives me the impression that you don't think I'm really speaking to you. Oh, what's the matter? Is the handsome man not gonna believe me? Or is he just scared of the big bad fox lady before him? Your reaction's so cute! Goddess above, I could eat you up with all that adorable sputtering! Fine, fine. Build up that wall of yours you call dignity and composure. That won't stop me from teasing you senseless. Now, given the empty seat beside you, I take it you're here for a reason. I don't mean to pry, dear, but are you here with anyone? No? Then mind if I sit next to you and give you company? Thanks, cutie. The name's Noir. The lovely Kitsune lady that will be accompanying you tonight. What do you go by, sweetie? Certainly a unique name I haven't heard of before. I'll definitely be remembering it from now on. That is, if you play your cards right. Fine, fine. No more teasing. For now, at least. Anyways, dear, what do you think of it? The banquet, I mean. Too fancy for someone so new to this city? Or are you already accustomed to this sort of celebration? How do I know you're a newcomer? Well, that's simple. See this formal party we both happen to be in? Well, what if I said that I am the host of this grand gathering? Mm-hmm. Yep. I am hosting this year's annual celebration. The night where both humankind and my people, the Kitsune, first made contact and made peace with you all. A night where your kind discovered the existence of another sentient race. And for mine, a new home to settle in. It was a night where two worlds connected as fate would have it, and it ultimately saved my people from a terrible fate. Ah, enough of the little history lesson. I have yet to answer your question. Well, being a foxkin, I can recognize scents of many who frequent much of the city. The city itself has a distinct smell that sticks onto you the longer you stay here, which is why I can barely smell that scent from you. No, that doesn't mean everyone here has a strange smell to them. The scent itself is impossible to detect by anyone but my kind. It just means it's easy to guess who comes here often, and who's a newcomer. Like yourself. Now, for a question of my own. What's your story? What brings you, cutie, to this gathering here? Came to see the nightlife of this lavish city? The light show? The food? Or perhaps you came all this way for love. Hun, you're beet red. Oh, this is just too good. Teasing you like this brings me back to my younger years. Please be a dear and stay like your flustered self, so I can feel young again. Yes, yes. I'm aware you yourself are a young man, and have been an adult for quite some time. Still, it's quite amusing that you have this cute side to you. What brings me to your neck of the woods? Well, while I was greeting our attendees, I happened to find you at this bar on your lonesome. It's only natural that I wanted to know who the mysterious newcomer here is. That, and I was feeling quite parched. Interpret that as you wish. But if you truly want to know what that means, then you're gonna have to treat your hostess. Yes, I'm aware that drinks and food are free here, but the saying was more out of principle rather than literal. Anyways, I'll call a waitress over for a glass of wine. I can get you a glass too, hun. But there's always the bartender if you want something more specific. Splendid! Ma'am! Can I get a glass of wine, please? Thank you, dear. Have you gotten your drink yet? Good. Now, do you have any questions for me? Or do I have to take the initiative again? It's only a thinly veiled innuendo if you think of it like that. Tell you what. How about I tell you about myself, and you do the same? It seems like a great opportunity to get to know one another better. Think of it like a game. I share some things about myself, then you'll do the same. We switch turns and further familiarize ourselves with each other. How does that sound? Good. Now where to begin? Now that is quite the story, my adorable little companion. Who knew you could treat a woman to a good laugh with those insane stories? You have more to tell? Yes, that does sound interesting. Though, I don't know about you, but I have something I'd like to show you. Since we've talked for so long and have gotten to know a bit about one another, I've grown quite fond of you. You've already passed my test, but are you willing to take the prize and accept my offer? Oh, don't act so ignorant. I know you know what I mean. The test was more or less a trial meant to see if I like you. At least, like you enough to have a more memorable night with you. Given our lengthy conversation, I'd say you far exceeded my expectations. Now, what do you say, handsome? Would you like to take me up on my offer into the back rooms? Cute. Even with your subtle fidgeting, you've had the courage to say yes to the offer of the big bad fox lady. Now, now enough of all this talking. Come here. Follow me, cutie. We'll continue this discussion elsewhere. Don't make too much noise, dear. Just open the door before anyone comes by this hallway. There we go. Now that we're alone, come here. Oh. I've been meaning to get a taste of you. Not bad, cutie. In fact, I want another taste. Oh. Fuck. Now, what is this, sweetie? Aw, you're hard for me. I guess your body couldn't hide your eagerness, huh? Now listen here, little one. There. As much as I'd like you to squirm under my touch, I'll need you to listen. Tonight, I'll nurse you back to good health. Squeeze all your stress out, and tend to your needs as if you were one of my own. I'm in heat, pup. I need you so dearly. So if you're up for it, I'll be your mommy for tonight. Oh. Good. Moan for me, pup. Whimper to your heart's content. Moan for your mommy. Yes. Oh no. You're not coming so soon, sweetie. Mommy won't allow you to. After all, I need you prepared for your pampering. Oh. There. Aw, is this pre-cum? You couldn't help yourself, huh? Well, Keep your eyes on me, handsome. Even if it's pre-cum, the taste was quite delicious. Have you enjoyed the show, pup? Now isn't that the most enthusiastic reply I've heard from you? Excited? Because I can see the bulge in your pants certainly agrees. Well, lucky you, pup. We are far from done. Not until your and Mommy's needs are met. Now, let me see what you're hiding in here. Your friend must be itching to stand at attention. Yes. Mommy likes. This will do. Such a thick cock you have, pup. I can tell it's quite pent up. Want your kitsune mommy to release some of your stress? I'll take that cute whine as a yes. Again, cutie. Remember, no coming until I say. I know you can hold it in. Do it for your sexy mommy, okay? I can't wait anymore. I'm touching myself. Goddess, I'm so wet. Pup, let me stop for 1 second. Now, I'm not going to end it here. I'm just noticing the small pool of pre you were making. Don't tell me you're coming, sweetie. Good. Because I intend on tasting all of you. A tasty cock. I hope you're not planning on coming soon, because I'm not planning on stopping now. Such an intoxicating taste. Oh, about to come, huh? Well, you're gonna have to wait, cutie. As As much as I'd like to taste your seed, there's something I wish to try with my horny little pup. I did mention pampering, so let me do that just for you. Let me sit here. Now lay your head on my lap. Come. Let mommy nurse your aching needs. There we are. Enjoying the view down there, hun? Oh, don't give me such a look. I know you've been looking at them throughout our night together. You can touch them if you My, such a needy, greedy, naughty boy. Now that won't do. Mommy Fox needs to teach you how to be a good boy. Good boys get rewards, my little pup. Behave, let me care for you, and I'll give you a reward for your behavior. How's that? Good boy. Now go ahead. Try sucking my nipple while you grope my other boob slowly. I'll be tending to your friend with my kitsune's motherly touch. There we go. Good boy. Good boy. Let mommy take care of your pent-up stress. There, there. You're squirming again, dear. Don't tell me you're gonna come again so soon. I want to relish this closeness as much as I can. Please last a little longer. You can do it. Good. Good boy. It won't be long now. Just hold on until I say, my little pup. It's okay, my good boy. It's okay. We're almost there. Just a bit more. That's it. You're doing so good. Good boy. You're going to come. Good. It's time to come, dear. Come. Come for your kitsune, mommy. Expel all that pent-up stress by mommy's hand. Do it for me, my good boy. My good boy's been real pent up if he shot out all this cum, huh? Let me clean this all up. Not bad, pup. Add in a few more fruits in your meals, and I could easily get addicted to your seed. Maybe after this, I could take you over to my place and prep you some meals before you head out to your job. That is, if you're up to being under my care. Even if I flustered you so many times now, your cute reactions are always worth it. You're still hard. Still pent up, I see. Well, now that I've taken care of most of your needs... you might as well take care of mine. Come on, be a good boy for me and lay down on the couch. I'm going to ride you until you cure Mommy's burning heat. There. Now let me get on top and set myself down on your belly. So how does it feel? Me being on top of you while your cock is snuggled in between my ass? Here, let me move your dick down my slit. And... let me grind against you, dear. How do you like my damp panties? Your cock is twitching so much with just the head. Told you I was wet. I can tell this feels good for you too, given your cute squirming. I think that's enough teasing from me. It's time for the main event. I hope you know what you're getting into, pup. My heat must be put out, you know. Here, let me pull aside my panties and... Yes, this is... this is much better. Don't squirm too much, my cute pup. Because I won't be as gentle from here. On. Out. For a young man, you have such a big cock. I could definitely get used to this. That's it. How do I feel, dear? Is it too much? Going too fast. About to come already. Sorry, but you'll have to keep it in. Be my good boy and keep it in. Let Mommy savor this thick cock. Fuck. I'm going to speed up now. I need more of this. Yes. That's my good boy. Endure. Let this fox woman wrap you in her warmth. Fuck. Fuck. Do you like me laying on you while I keep going? It has its perks. Here. Come here, young man. Oh. I'm close. Are you about? Oh, you are just about. Then let me wrap things up, hun. I'm going to. Please come with me. Yes, good boy. You're my good boy. Come inside, Mommy Fox, please. Your seed deep in me. Fuck. You did good, pup. You quelled Mommy's heat and gave this kitsune a fun night. If you want to take this even further, I could declare you as my mate. Not ready for a commitment like that? Fair enough, hun. I took the pill before attending the banquet anyways. So you won't be having to tend to a kitsune and her litter anytime soon. It was more or less a precaution in case I got too tipsy and hit on a cute young man like you. Given our situation now, I guess that was the right call. Now come here. Let me cuddle you. Round three. Maybe another night, pup. That is, if we see each other after this celebration. Huh? Really? You want to meet me again sometime in the future? I'll do you one better, pup. Here. This is my number. You know, to keep in touch in the event we part ways. I'm off the clock at that hour, and I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I pampered you further. After all, the night is still young, my dear human.